Again, as we were worshiping, and it's amazing that God speaks when we worship him. This is Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That is the essence of our worship. That is the essence of our desire. And as we come into his presence with worship, with praise, with thanksgiving, the Lord answers. And in the words of the psalm, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. And I just have the sense the Lord wants to say to us, my sons and daughters, O people of Antioch, worship me in spirit and in truth. Worship me with thanksgiving and praise. Worship me with your whole hearts and being. And I will answer you. I will answer you in all of your troubles. I will answer you in your desires. I will answer you in your ambitions for my kingdom. And then you will be radiant. You will show me to the world. You will be full of the Holy Spirit. You will be able to speak and act and be radiant to the world. And then I will save you from all of your troubles, and I will protect you on every side with my angels and deliver you. Blessed be the Lord. Amen.